This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Friday's vote in the U.S. House to challenge the president to a veto and defund Planned Parenthood coincides with the formation of a select committee to investigate Planned Parenthood's development, marketing, and sales of that which is left after abortion. Like the Benghazi committee, this committee possesses broad subpoena powers. The UN Human Rights Committee, charged with implementing and drafting language to human rights treaties, has been accused of assigning to mothers the right to abort their children. What was supposed to be a friendly annual visit to the UN by the committee chair left Fabian Salvioli visibly shaken. Upon his arrival in New York, Salvioli was immediately accused of seeking to impose new obligations on member states that have not been agreed to in UN treaties. This is Life News Radio.
Isn't life an awesome gift? Married couples have the power, the right, the calling to co-create an eternal life with God that will last forever. God has also designed us so that we can plan, can order our families effectively, naturally, and without the artificial means of chemicals or barriers. Register for classes in NFP, Natural Family Planning, near you, online at ccli.org or call 800-745-8252.
Pro-life advocates in Ireland are feeling the brunt of an international consortium of abortion advocates pouring over $18 million into that country to persuade voters to reject Ireland's Constitutional Amendment 8 and its anti-abortion protections of women and those soon to be born. Per capita, it would be comparable to other nations spending over $1 billion on one issue in a U.S. election. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.